USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm very pessimistic about what we are going to try to bring to you today. It's the Monday of All-Star Week. Very optimistic about the Brewers. They're doing very well. 9 of their last 10, 7 in a row, into the break. But for a while, Tim Shea and I have been trying to coordinate a time to talk about the Brewers. We've done that. It's now. But Shea's internet is dog shit. And the phone holder in his car is rattling all over the place. And there he is, Tim. That's too much.
Oh, my God. Well, don't worry. It won't be rattling in about 30 seconds. So I'm sure you can talk over it like the pro you are.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's distracting me horribly.
Is it better now?
Well, yeah. Are you stopped?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Look at you rocking your bright orange today.
Yeah, bright orange for a Monday. Home run derby day. One of my favorite days. I used to go to the All-Star game. I used to be a person in the stands, a fan in the stands every year for like 6-7 years. So.
And that was because of work?
That was because of work. Yes. Because of work. So.
They hire people to be fans? What are you saying?
No, I went for work, and we didn't have to work the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby, so. When I would go with Bernie Brewer, we'd hang out and watch the they'd work pre-game, pre-home run derby, and then we'd get to sit and watch the home run derby. So,
is it relatively the same guys that are in like I saw Bango at the parade for the 4th of July?
Yeah, I think Bango's been switched like 3 times now, but
because I'm pretty sure like Bango knows me.
Does he?
Yeah.
Maybe Bango fouls. Maybe Bango.
I have a lot of interactions with Bango.
Okay.
Are you ordering your food?
No, I'm not.
Oh. All right. So what do you think?
I'm excited about the Brewers, but again, I'm one of those people who won't get excited until they win a playoff series. So we go through this every year. I've been called, oh, you're not a fan for saying, you know, what you're saying. Because I've talked to our friend Tim Allen about it. And he goes, how are you not excited? I go, I'm very excited about this team. But isn't this the same kind of story, you know, that we've gone through the last couple of years? Other than not having a big lead, you know, we're trailing this year for the first time in a couple of years. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I want to see what happens in October. Like, great. Regular season, we play great. This is great. This is fun. It is fun. It's great. Whatever. But let's get to October now. And let's win in October.
So you were eager to do a pod with me to tell me, show me in October?
Well, yeah.
We had to get together to do a pod so you can say, I'm not excited yet?
I am very, trust me, I am very excited. But every year, don't we say this? Don't we say, oh, this team seems different? Sure. This team does seem different. The pitching this year. A couple years ago, it was the offense. Oh, jeez. You know what?
No, I just, it's, you know, because I'm into it. Last year, I felt like I was not into it.
Okay.
This year, I'm caught up in Brewers fever.
What's different? What's different about it from right now at this point than last year at this point?
Is it
because of Mizorowski?
I think my real answer is lame. My real answer is because my kid's into it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not lame. That's, you know.
Yeah, but I think people are tired of hearing me talk about my kid.
Well.
Q loves your take, by the way.
Thank you.
Austin says, let's go. Bucky says, haven't caught a live in years. Feels that way. And you can see the level of production has gone unimproved.
What's going on here? Why that's on your end now.
Nope.
The sound? Yeah.
It is not.
The crackling? It's not on my end. It's every time you talk.
Then that's your receiver. You have a shitty phone then.
There, now we're better. Now it's better. God.
Q says, until Mark takes a big swing at the trade deadline, the outcome of the season is predetermined.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. I don't see a big trade coming, but I don't know.
Well, where the Brewers are at right now, this was written by Vinny Rattino. The Brewers had a record of 21-25 after the game on May 17th. It was the 23rd best record. Since then, they're 35-15, a .700 winning percentage. They have a run differential of plus 91 in that time as well. That is good for the best, and that's 25 runs better than the second best team on that list. They have nearly caught the Chicago Cubs in the standings. We were looking at them and being like, okay, wild card, you know, that might be nice if we can stay competitive there. The division is well within reach at a single game back. Cubs fans are petrified beyond belief. They are nervous. They took that picture that Grant took that then everybody took of Vaughn and Miz, and they're like, these dumb fucks are going to do it again, and it's going to be these two. This is an exciting time to be a Brewer fan. Bucky says, I'm catching the fever. Austin, well, I can't quite read what that is, so let's bring him in. Here he is, Austin.
Hey, guys. I love that we're doing a little Brewer midday talk. I don't have much time. I'm working. But I do want to agree with Tim on the Brewers, you know, get your hopes up and just don't believe it till you see it. But, however, I mean, I'm getting it, man. Like, they're doing it to me again. They are just...
Enjoy the ride. Yeah. Enjoy the ride, baby.
Yep. We're just going to enjoy this ride. Somehow they keep doing it. They just keep doing it. And is that a credit to Matt Arnold?
Where's Matt Arnold live? Does anyone know? I think I saw him at Metro Market.
Oh, God. He's doing his own shopping. A rube.
It wasn't full cart, though. It was just
checking. The one in Charlotte?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, dude, I think the Brewers are... So I went to the game on Friday. Man, it's just when you go there and when you listen to the games, watch the games, it's just it's a different vibe than it was last year with Murphy. I think last year was kind of about like getting off of the council era, Murphy coming in and like establishing his own way of doing things. And like with that benching of Joey Ortiz that he did. I just think obviously we all know he's a no-nonsense guy, but I think really what he's instilling on these guys is like, hey, you can win. And the sweeping of the Dodgers, you can win. You can beat these guys. You are good. Play your game the way you're supposed to. Like that comment he had about Sal Frelick, where some reporter asked him about him, like hitting with power. And he was like, let's not get that into Sal's head. That's not what he does. Just do what you do, and collectively as a team, they fucking win, man. It's one of my favorite Brewers seasons, maybe since, like, obviously 18.
Well, and at the beginning of the year, is that your phone, Tim? Oh, you're muted.
I'm on mute, so it's not my phone.
If I'm making an echo, dude, I can hop off and listen to you. I'm on my phone.
Well, no, I can just mute you for a sec. Okay. I'll mute Austin for a sec. and is beautiful. What are you doing? Wait, hold on.
What's in that can?
What are you doing? As my friend, as my friend, where is this? Superman would say,
"Oh God,
I wake up every morning, and despite not knowing what to do, I put one foot in front of the other, and I try to make the best choices I can."
God,
that movie fucks. By the way, Superman's awesome.
Hey, I will say,
That's what the Brewers are doing.
Austin is right with. There is a different feel. I was at the game on Saturday. I was at the Mizorowski Kershaw game, and there's both games just a buzz before the game. Big crowds, smart crowds, baseball crowds. At that Mizorowski Kershaw game, people knew when to cheer, when the immaculate. There was almost an immaculate inning thrown by Mizorowski.
Well, even when he pitched against Skeens. For Milwaukee on like 2 days' notice to go fill up that park on a Wednesday afternoon.
It was the first at bat against Shohei. Like, it was really like just you could hear a needle drop, like just quiet. Like, everyone was into it, watching it. So, yeah.
Austin, what else you got? I'm going to have to kick you off here.
Yeah, that's fine. Just kick me off. That Mizorowski, incredible. I don't know what the Brewers are doing, but they keep doing it. You would have thought with everything that's happened to the pitching staff and what they've managed to still do. I mean, I got to give credit to the organization. So they just keep doing it. We might not win a World Series ever, but it's always, I mean, they keep you hooked. So I'm glad to be a Brewers fan, but yeah, kick me out.
Good to see you, buddy.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, Austin. When are you ordering your food?
I'm at Subway.
Subway?
Yeah.
I like Subway. Everyone shits on Subway. There's enough people that like it.
Yeah. Probably chicken teriyaki.
Fuck, maybe I'll get Subway. Although I had like no appetite today. Probably because I gained 8 pounds. Jack and Coke.
I'll tell you that Brewer game on Saturday was freaking awesome. And just how they came back and how fast it happened too. You know, it's just, it happened so quick. A hit, a walk, a double, the smart base running by Monasterio, and then the walk off by Sale.
Just let me give you these numbers again. 35 and 15.
That is pretty impressive.
Since May 17th, a run differential of plus 91.
Why couldn't they start the season off like that? Like, then, I would be more excited if they started off the season like that.
No, it's more fun to be in chase mode.
Sure. And that's what I've said. I've said this too. Like, maybe this year, instead of, you know, clinching a playoff spot in early September, you're playing meaningful games that last week, where you might be fighting for the division or a home wild card spot, because that top wild card spot does get to host a home game. So Seriously. Instead of, you know, maybe, you know, playing it loose or playing with nothing to play for, that they
do. There's no wild card game. Did you get that wrong? There's no wild card game.
Well, the top wild card spot gets to host.
What we had last year with the Mets.
Yes. Well, we were the division winner. So, I don't know. Maybe if we're just chasing something, then it will be different. So
the other number to bring to your attention is 25. As in 25% off all orders at happyplacehemp.com with the promo code BART. Are you going to get your sub? Am I coming in the Subway with you?
Well, yeah, you're going to come in. I'm going to turn my camera off, order, and then sit down and then continue.
At Subway?
So the next time you see me, oh yeah, it's always empty here. The next time you see me here, I'll be sitting down with my sub.
I wanna listen to you order your sub.
No, you do not.
Yeah, just keep the phone down and let me hear you order.
Hold, please.
Yeah, I wanna hear. You probably go double meat, you fuck.
No, I don't.
Double meat.
Oh.
HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Bart. They've got the different Delta, the THC, the Delta 8, the Delta 9, the different milligrams.
Have you gotten their drinks yet?
Yes, their drinks are good. And they are very...
I want to try.
They work quicker is what I'll say. So they work quicker. And you can get those in different flavors, and they're different levels of stuff. I think one of the things that's the best is that this is a, you know, it's a fun product to try, but also you can try, like they have a sampler pack. So you just get a couple and then, you know, see what you like. And then when you're done with that, you can use the promo code again, because it's not just a one and done thing. You don't have to be doing different web browsers or different, you know, you want to order, you get it. You're 25% off Bart every time you order. 25% off.
When's Bart. The last time you went in there? I need you to pick me something up.
I can get back there and get you something. What do you need from me, buddy?
I need my nighttime ones.
You need the nighty gummies?
The purple ones.
Yeah, did we run you dry?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'll go get some for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Tim. Where are we? Are we at order time yet?
Oh, I already ordered.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, you were in a groove talking. So
how quick did you order?
Real quick. It's not that hard. I went with ham.
Yeah, but then you have to go down the line and go through the processes.
Missed that.
Huh?
You missed that.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Give me a spin of that Subway.
I don't.
All right. Liar. A lying piece of shit.
Sorry.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning a trip this year? Travel smarter and connect deeper by learning the local language with Rosetta Stone. With over 30 years of experience, Rosetta Stone's immersive, intuitive method helps you live the language, not just memorize it. Choose from over 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and more. Their true accent speech recognition technology gives real-time feedback to help perfect your pronunciation. No translations, just natural learning that builds from words to phrases to full conversations. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you can learn anytime on desktop or mobile. Get a lifetime membership and unlock all 25 languages. Learn as much as you want, whenever you want. Rosetta Stone. Learn confidently. Connect authentically. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/pod50 and start learning today.
All right. Jill. All you skeptics need to get on board. This team is something special. Forget the past. Enjoy the ride. It is fun. Yeah, Jill! Jill knows what's up.
I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. I am having fun with it, okay? It is fun. But I just, like, it's just, we're saying the same things we say. You pull an episode from last year and I'm probably saying the same thing.
Yeah, but now there's different guys doing it. We got Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Vaughn.
Did he play 429 with us? 6 for 14, but.
He needs to learn to play like third base or shortstop.
Yeah, what are they going to do with him?
Even though he plays a horrible first base.
Who do we still have coming back? Garrett Mitchell. Garrett Mitchell is just an idea at this point.
I wish we could trade him, but we can't.
He's just.
Nestor Cortez.
The idea of Garrett Mitchell.
And Blake Perkins.
Oh, yeah. And getting Nestor Cortez. See, getting Blake Perkins and Garrett Mitchell and Nestor Cortez back, it's going to be like getting a trade. It's going to be like getting an acquisition at the deadline. That's what it's going to be like. We don't get to watch you eat or what?
I'm paying right now.
Oh. Yeah. Probably $13 for a sandwich. They need promo code Bart over there. But yeah, Miz and Vaughn, and I think that's huge. These guys weren't on this team 3 weeks ago.
And people are saying, oh, that's like trades too. We're getting Brandon Woodruff back. That's a trade. No, it isn't.
Also, when Yelich is good, the team just seems like everybody's like he seems to be a baseline of is Yelich good? Well, then the team's good. Everybody kind of hits with him.
Has there been an update yet on Sale? Because I'm a little worried about that.
Oh, yeah, they were trying to decode his link or like Murphy talking about him. Here, no. Oh, how dare we? I mean, we're in the middle of it here. We could turn this to a live draft show real quickly.
Oh, gosh, I forgot. They're still drafting, aren't they?
Yeah, let me check my emails. Here it is, right? Right after my email from Emma Baker's back. Hi, Bart. Checking in on the emails I've sent you to see if we can answer any questions you might have about Bucks ticket plans.
Emma Baker.
Would you like us to share some more information with you? Thank you. And I hope you have a wonderful morning. Can they just be upfront that it's an AI? I don't want to go from an AI. I want to meet my ticket rep. Even the guy at the Brewers, you know, he still reaches out to me because of the one time we did something.
Your tailgate?
Yeah, should we do another one?
I wouldn't mind. Yes. We call it Bartpalooza.
Bartfest?
Bartfest 2025. I'll take it.
Yeah. So they drafted Andrew Fisher. What's his deal? Third baseman.
Sure. The MLB draft is just so not like, tell me in 5 years.
Yeah. It's I like going back and like looking at drafts from 5 years ago. Cause then you can start to know these guys.
So go back to like the 2019 MLB draft.
2019? All right, with the first pick? Oh, that was Adley Rutschman.
Baltimore.
Yep, then Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay.
Andrew Vaughn.
Where did the Brewers fall? Well, Andrew Vaughn, okay.
We picked 28.
Who?
Oh, where is this guy? Ethan Small?
Oh. I thought, you know who I thought you were going to say? Joey Weimer.
Where is Joey Weimer?
Kansas City, I think.
Oh, my God. How's he doing?
The Royals.
Does he play? I don't know if he plays. Oh, he's with the Storm Chasers.
Okay, so he left. So he's in the minor league?
Yeah, Triple A. And Ethan Small is, I think, minor league with the Giants. Who the Brewers traded for cash. I forgot about that.
Hey, I want to bring up a text message that you sent me a week ago. I never thought I'd get one that would say, I want to go to a Badger game with.
Yeah, I got off that night.
Where did that come from? You want to go to the home opener?
Yeah, I want a vacation.
May I ask why?
Because I'm a Badger fan and I like doing things.
And that's like one of the three games they might win this year.
I like that they're coming to play Villanova at Fiserv too.
The basketball. They're playing two games there. They're playing an exhibition game against Oklahoma.
It makes Marquette fans so mad.
Oh, yes, it does. Hey, we're doing the same thing as they are. We're just renting it out for a game. They rent it out too.
Yeah.
Rent it out for 19.
Chad says, what's up with Giannis saying, I'll probably stay in Milwaukee. I don't know. I didn't like that.
He'll stay.
Somebody asked me, when's the trade deadline? And I go, no, there's not going to be like I mean, he could show up to camp and there's still going to be people saying, oh, I don't, you know, Shams is still going to be out on these streets.
There'll be people doing it all year. So it doesn't matter when. Just fill in the blank, you know, when we lose, you know, six in a row or something.
Did you hear I started my show the other day?
No, I did not.
There was a report that Jokic is going to not.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get more money later. But if that was Milwaukee.
Yes.
People would freak out. So I was doing Jokic takes as how people do them for Giannis, saying they can't get back to a championship. They don't have good enough pieces around them.
Yep.
They panic fired their coach. Why would he want to? And people are like, what are you doing? And I go, yeah, exactly. Because when I take out Jokic and put in Giannis, I might hashtag tack that on at the end of this episode for the audio consumer, just to,
because
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook that you did similar. I think it might have been that episode or something.
Yes. What'd you get for a soda?
A lemonade.
It is summertime. I guess. Can you show me your meat?
I can't flip it. Like, I can.
Oh my God.
No double meat.
What are the extra ingredients?
I do lettuce, cucumbers, onions.
Simple. Any sauce?
Just a little light mayo.
Yeah. You are a little light mayo guy. No, I could. I was gonna guess that one. You should let me guess. So go back to how you're not. You are invested. You're going to games.
I am. I'm going to a lot of games too. I'm going because I want to see. Okay, sure. Again, I'm still a fan. Like, I'm not like sitting there being like, oh, Mr. Humbug, being like, oh, they scored, they're winning. I'm in it. Games have been,
but you're concerned.
But I just am like, we do this every year with different types of.
Is there routines. Anyone else in that restaurant?
No. So we do.
Which one is it?
On 60th and Oklahoma.
Oh.
So if you're in the area, drop on by.
Yeah, we're doing a live remote at Subway.
Subway. I'm sitting here at table 2.
Who owns that one? I should bill them for advertisement.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, come October. Let's see. We'll see.
I mean, I'm that way. I think once we get to October, if they lose again.
Like, I just think when we get to the playoffs, postseason, everyone's going to be nervous then. You know, it's going to turn from excitement to nerve-wracking. So.
Well, it depends who we play. Like, the National League is
tough. I mean, I would assume we're going to play someone from the East, whether it's the Mets or the Phillies.
And that's not going to be easy.
No. So.
What was your reaction when you found out Miz was an all-star after 5 starts?
I was like, wait, what?
People were mad. Some guy called. I go, if you care about this for more than 10 minutes, you need to reevaluate your life.
Just then talk to the Philadelphia Phillies. You heard them going off, right?
Yeah, and he called me and he goes, I don't get what you're doing. Your whole job is predicated on people getting worked up about this kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, I get worked up about sports, but this one's stupid. It's the 15th replacement to an all-star game. And I said, the main takeaway, first of all, there were other people contacted that didn't want to go.
Correct.
Which is exactly what I was bringing up on Friday, because I was in an all-star game once. I was in an all-star game for high school soccer. I had no business being there at all. I was honorable mention in my conference. Not even second team, dude. What am I doing in an all-star game state? So what happened was...
They needed a filler.
They needed a person. They asked like 10 other goalies. None of them could do it or wanted to. And then, yeah, they're like, well, isn't that Winkler's kid? He plays goalie. See if he'll come. And I knew I didn't belong, and I didn't want to go. And then my grandpa was excited that I was going to go. So I did it for him. And then I played 30 minutes and I did stop this guy. I had a good breakaway save. I think I let up a goal, though. And we lost 2-1, maybe.
So you lost the All-Star game?
Yeah. I hung out, though, with some guys from Appleton West. And one of the guys was a swimmer. Ryan.
Anywho, back to the Brewers. And Mizorazzi.
Yeah, this is a Brewers story. So Miz is the same thing. And then it's like, well, shit. If you're, this was the thing I was screaming about. Because what do people call in and complain about with baseball all the time? The big complaint all the time. They don't know how to promote their stars.
Well, they are now.
This is, they put Miz over. This is him shooting. This is Kofi Kingston beating Randy Orton, smashing his car.
It's going to make me watch the All-Star game. I will tune in every, you know, I'll flip back and forth and whatnot. Now I'll probably watch the whole thing. Or at least until he pitches. But then I want to see McGill pitch too. And so.
The Brewers' history with All-Star games is very, like, there's this now. And then, of course, when it was in Milwaukee, it tied. And then there was the year, like, didn't we trade for K-Rod the night of?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the night right after or something.
And then, of course, Josh Hader.
Yeah.
the whole day was
I just really hope no one's digging through Mizorowski's tweets right now.
Well, that's why you never tweet.
Exactly. You are correct.
I was tweeting. I think my Twitter protest is kind of ended. So I'm on there a little bit.
It's good to have you back.
But then somebody, Kirky, that guy's been on my ass forever. And now he's Coach Kirky because his other account got banned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a bunch of Kirkys. And he goes, you little bitch. Your name is your blue sky handle. You can't, no one's there. You come back here. It made me so mad. It made me so upset. I changed my name to Coach Kirky Lover. And then Twitter wouldn't let me change it back until like yesterday.
Every time I look, you like have a different name on Twitter.
Well, I changed it to my blue sky handle, like a real pro.
Yeah. Yeah.
All blue sky is people talking about how great blue sky is. But there's nothing really that's great about it. It's just people talking about how great it is. Threads, I mean, fucking sucks.
I joined for like 20 minutes and then I deleted it. I'm like,
everyone on Threads is always saying something big's going to happen this weekend, something big. And then like nothing happens.
Yeah.
Did you see, can I? I gotta do something. I gotta talk about fucking Trump. Did you see him with the Chelsea players?
Yes.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I just love how they all kind of moved forward and pushed him back to the back.
Yeah, they're like, are you gonna get off the stage? And he wouldn't do it.
I mean, there's no way he'll be there next year, right?
Be where next where?
Next year for the World Cup? Like, he won't be with the champ.
Oh, on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. There's precedent now.
Like, Mexico wins the whole thing. I love the FIFA guy right there. Yeah.
He's like, get off the stage.
Like three times. Una victoria histórica sobre el Paris Saint-Germain. Es el campeón del primer mundial. 2025. Look at
they had to crop him out of their official photo. Let me, if I may, because this was intended to be a Brewers situation. If I may, and then you can get back to your job. How is your job?
It's good. I'm reading some comments. Just trying to see if.
Oh, on our thing?
Yeah.
Well, people are shitting on you for eating at Subway.
People are what?
Who eats Subway in 2025?
Yeah, I guess me.
I love Subway. Yeah, I love Subway. I wanted to go to Camp Randall this weekend. Coldplay is going to be there.
Yeah.
Subway of music. I think that what the Brewers need to do is exactly what they're doing. They need to give the town something that we can all, that's what sports has always been, right? Something that everybody from different walks of life, different ideologies can get together and it says Milwaukee on the front and it's a Milwaukee team. And yeah, the state, you know, big Brewers fans throughout the state. But you can feel it in the city when they're good. Baseball, you can like taste, like in the playoffs, you can like taste the playoffs and you can like, oh, it's so good. But there's like just being with people, the small talk engagement increases. That's what they need to do. Hey, did you see the Brewers last night?
And trust me, they're all over the state because I did go on a road trip up to Minnesota. People from Hudson, people from Eau Claire, people from La Crosse love the Brewers.
And they were smart to put that roof over it because then you always know there's going to be a game. Did I tell you about my trip down to Wrigley? It was awesome.
You've gone a couple times.
I'm going to Chicago again in 2 weeks.
For?
West Ham.
We should go when the Brewers play down there, that doubleheader.
When is that, the 21st?
Yeah, something like that.
What month? August?
August. Yeah, because they come back here at the end of July, and then we go back there mid-August, I want to say.
I think it's the 18th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so
sweet. We don't have to go to the doubleheader. I'm just saying, there's five games in 4 days there, so.
Probably not.
No?
So when's the last time we played the Cubs?
We played
When is the
Minnesota?
When do we wrap up? See, this is what I don't like about
in Chicago. That series is the last time we play them. We don't play them in September.
So August 21st. That's so stupid. Or they should do where like the whole last month is just against your division.
I wouldn't mind that. Waiting to wait, you know, you play them three times and then you wait until September.
I guess it's great that the Mariners, we see the Mariners now every season. You know, you can catch the Detroit Tigers once every 2 years at Miller Park. I guess that's great. But it's like you should be playing 19 games against your division, not 12. It should be annoying how many times you see the Pirates. There was one summer I went to like six or seven games. Five of them were against the Pirates. Just like randomly, oh, we should go. And then who do they play? Oh, the fucking Pirates. That happened a bunch.
Mine was always the Reds.
Reds?
Yep.
And now they don't play them enough to be annoyed by them. I want to abolish interleague play in general.
Yeah, I don't like that. Maybe you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't see them going away from this.
How much better would the All-Star game be if there was no interleague play? That's why it used to be better.
Yeah.
Why did it used to be better? Because it used to be fucking better.
Or you just do 1 week of interleague play. Like you play two of your top rivals or two, you know, like we play the Twins and White Sox. That's it. Twins for three, White Sox for three. You're done.
Yeah, there's too much interleague play. You don't have to play everybody. Do it NFL. Yeah,
sometimes we'd play like the Marlins maybe three times or Philadelphia three times, you know?
Yeah. I wanted to go to that Friday game, the 25th reunion.
I'm going to it after work, so I'll miss part of the game, but I want to see that home run derby.
I know, and so does everybody. Tickets are not cheap.
Yeah.
Because the game I took my kid to the other day, I was going to make him sit up high, but then $60 to sit behind the dugout.
I was going to say, you were like front row.
What was
front row Bart. Front row Bart and Bart Jr.
Two tickets. I mean, sitting down there is... Even sitting up high is going to cost you $40.
Yeah.
Look at that. $100. $188. The seats that I sat in, $480. Second row dugout, $480. Who's paying $500 to sit at a Brewer game front row?
Give me Mark seats for that game.
Yeah, but I want to go, and then it's during the day, so I take my kid.
Yeah, random Friday game at 3. Still don't know why.
Is it because of this dirt? Was no, this
was planned like when the schedule came out. This was always 3 o'clock game.
So. I like that. I like how dependent the Brewers are on nostalgia. They're just making up reasons to get people to get. Oh, it's fucking, I don't know, 25 years.
Did you see they just announced a Mizorowski shirt giveaway?
First 25,000 fans, though. God forbid you'd give out 40. Why do you used to work in baseball? Why do teams do that?
To try and get to believe that everyone has a chance and sell tickets.
You'd be more. They're trying to create scarcity, and then they're just going to have unhappy fans. What was the stupid cribbage board game where people they brought out like the concessions in the line? One, it's not cute. Two, that proves, like, maybe you should build a fucking bar there. Oh, people. Fucking parking lot. All right. Once we get to the parking lot discussion, that is a good time to wrap it up. Plus, you're trying to inhale this fucking foot long. An hour lunch.
Yeah, I love it.
I don't get a lunch.
No.
I don't. I get 3 5-minute breaks an hour. That's it. All right, good to see you.
Yes, yes. We'll talk. Let's talk mid-August, see where we are.
Good to see all of you. I'm going to elongate the audio version with my Jokic bit. And, We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Go Brewers and Packers.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning a trip this year? Travel smarter and connect deeper by learning the local language with Rosetta Stone. With over 30 years of experience, Rosetta Stone's immersive, intuitive method helps you live the language, not just memorize it. Choose from over 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and more. Their true accent speech recognition technology gives real-time feedback to help perfect your pronunciation. No translations, just natural learning that builds from words to phrases to full conversations. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you can learn anytime on desktop or mobile. Get a lifetime membership and unlock all 25 languages. Learn as much as you want, whenever you want. Rosetta Stone. Learn confidently. Connect authentically. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/pod50 and start learning today.
But there was a news story that I saw tonight that really, I mean, and okay, just a quick setup. The following is about to be a bit of performance art. But I saw this news story today that I mean, something has got to come to a head here. Push has got to come to shove. So Nikola Jokic, we know him, okay? International superstar, drafted relatively unknown. We didn't know who he was necessarily. Some of you did. The big basketball heads might have. But Denver takes this flyer on this guy. And he comes, and quickly you realize, oh, this guy could not just be a contributor to the team, but an all-star, but not even that, but a cornerstone, not even that, a franchise guy, not even that, an MVP. This guy could be an MVP in the league, and he has been. This guy could lead this team. All you got to do is put decent enough pieces around him. He could lead this team to a championship for a city that's starved for one. When it comes to basketball. And he did that. He did that. But he's up for an extension this summer. He's up for an extension. So he's got 3 years remaining. He signed a five-year, $276 million contract. He signed in the summer of 2022. There is a player option in the final year of his deal worth $62.8 million in 27-28. There's a lot of teams that are trying to clear the books for that summer of 2027. You don't know what's going to happen here, but this could be a guy that is a free agent. This could be a guy that decides he wants to play elsewhere. But Denver can go to him until October 20th, according to the rules, and they could sign Nikola Jokic to a three-year, $200 million extension. So the first year of the extension replaces his player option, and then he has the extension kick in. But he doesn't want to do that now. He does not want to do that now. What he could do if he waits until next offseason is then add a fourth year to an extension, which would add another $77 million. But I look at this situation and I say to myself, self, is this about Nikola Jokic, a guy who never has really made it about the money? Is this a guy who is trying to tell us in no uncertain terms that he is unhappy playing with the only franchise he's ever played for? Is Nikola Jokic trying to tell us that he's unhappy playing in Denver? I mean, if you look at what's going on with Denver, it's been a whirlwind, okay? And I know they won a championship a few years ago. Good for them. Good for them. That was a nice story. You know, it was great to see. Congratulations. That's great. They won a championship. Oh, that is swell. That is absolutely good. Good. I'm patting them on the back. But the last couple of years, you know, there's been some disappointments in the playoffs. They lost to the Timberwolves. Then this year, they lost to the Thunder. They can't seem to get back to a conference finals. They fired their coach. I mean, what is going on here? And so I'm wondering if Nikola Jokic has enough assurances from Denver that they are trying to actually build a winner. Look, it's fine to build a team that's going to go to the playoffs. It's fine to do that. But you've got Nikola Jokic. This is a once-in-a-generation superstar. You've got to build a team around him. And I look at some of these moves that they have made in the offseason. Yeah, you bring back Bruce Brown. That's nice. You sign Tim Hardaway. Okay. You're trying to get Jonas Valanciunas, who may not even want to play there. You traded Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson, but I look at these moves and I ask myself again, I say, is this enough? Is this Denver Nuggets team even going to be a top team in their conference? Yeah, they're making moves, but also they've made a lot of bad moves to get to this point. It kind of feels right now like Denver's got their back against the wall, and they're trying to do desperation moves just to see what sticks. I mean, they have to give up future draft picks. They are really mortgaging the future, and I still don't know if it is enough for Nikola Jokic. And I think it would implore him to possibly look at asking out. You know, it's always tough. They've had a sensational run, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They have had a sensational run, and everybody's going to remember it fondly, and the number's going to go in the rafters, and he'll always get a hero's welcome. But is there another spot where he can win a championship better than he can with this team that has simply not done enough since he has won championship? You've got a once-in-a-generation guy. You've got one championship? It's absurd. It's quite simply not enough. So I think what Jokic is telling Denver is, yeah, we can do it next year. And sure, it looks like it might be a financially smart thing. But I think this is putting pressure on the Denver Nuggets that they got to do more, and they got to do more now. And quite frankly, Denver, I mean, again, they've got their championship. That's nice. But isn't it time, especially with this new TV package coming up, isn't it time we do a better job in this league of having our stars in bigger markets? Nikola Jokic seems to be a guy that would love Los Angeles. He seems to be a guy with a Serbian culture that is in New York. He should go play in New York. In fact, a team like Miami, oh, he would love the shores of Miami. Quite frankly, he needs to ask out of his current situation and go somewhere that is a better market than the crap one he's in right now, okay? A better market than that, to a market with more deserving fans and better deserving basketball talent. And he needs to do that. And also somewhere where he can go and win. Denver, quite frankly, has not done enough. The moves they've made are too little, too late. They're basically linear moves. This is a team treading water. And Nikola Jokic should be playing somewhere else. The end of discussion. End of story. So that's the big takeaway for me with Nikola Jokic, is that he should be looking for his next team, say thank you, but this is time. It is time to move on. Now, I would like you, assuming you've listened to most of that, if you're just joining us, I feel it from you. You are thinking everything that I'm saying is stupid. It's stupid. This guy can't possibly believe what he just said. And in fact, insulting a great city along the way. What is the point? I mean, why would he be so mean? if you think the superstar should play somewhere else, why do you have to almost make it seem like the team and the city that had him doesn't deserve this guy? I mean, they're the ones that drafted him. They're the ones that developed him. He's the one that's recommitted to staying there. He's won MVPs there, and he's won a title there. What do you mean they don't deserve? They adore him. The Denver Nuggets fan base adores Nikola Jokic. So why, and not doing enough, they're doing everything they can. They had a problem with the coach, so they moved on. They recognized that, and they moved on. They had different pieces that weren't carrying their weight, so they are trying to find creative ways to make sure they can still contend with Nikola Jokic for as long as they have him. So how could I possibly say any of this stuff? How could I possibly say, oh, that guy's doing great there, everything's going fine? How could I possibly try to take him and rip him out of this market and put him in one of these other places? What would be my agenda? What would be my motivation of that? It sounds so stupid. Everything I just said for the last 9 minutes sounds so stupid when I say it about Nikola Jokic. But everything that I just said, you can use the Odyssey Rewind and listen to it back. But instead of me saying Denver, imagine I'm saying Milwaukee. And instead of me saying Nikola Jokic, imagine me saying Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because I just did 10 minutes saying that Nikola Jokic needs to leave this franchise where he's been a hero and has won a title and MVPs. And they had to fire a coach and haven't been back to a conference final since. And you listened to it and thought it was absurd. In fact, some of you, I may not even be talking to you anymore. You may have thought, oh, that is so crazy. I can't. What is this guy? They hire anybody around here. But had I said all that stuff from the jump about Giannis, you'd be nodding your head. You'd say, oh, I had that same thought. Oh, you'd say, oh, that makes perfect sense. I'm just trying to figure out why. Why Giannis? And why not Jokic? What is the difference? There's very little differences in the situations. I would say personally that the Nuggets have a better shot of winning a title in 26 than the Milwaukee Bucks do. Sure. But neither franchise wants to move on from their superstar, and neither superstar has made any signs that they want to move on from their franchise. So when we talk about it with Nikola Jokic in this regard, it sounds totally stupid. But then when we talk about it with Giannis Antetokounmpo, maybe it's because you've been conditioned for 10 years. Maybe it's because it's Milwaukee. I don't know. All I've been trying to do with the whole comparison is try to figure out why. Why do we see this Nikola Jokic story and say, oh my God, he's not going to seek a contract extension this summer? And then someone says, oh, that's because he can make more money if he does it next year. And you say, oh, it makes perfect sense. But if the same story was with Giannis Antetokounmpo, you would say, oh, he wants out. He clearly wants out. He needs to get out. He needs to go to San Antonio. He needs to go to Miami. And in fact, these teams, the Bucks should do them a favor. Just get him out of there. Trade him for 85 cents on the dollar, if that. You got to get him out. He wants out. It's clear he wants out. I don't understand the difference. And nobody's been able to tell it to me. So I thought I would show you how stupid it sounds for the last 10 years when the situations are the exact same. They're the exact same. Everything I said sounded stupid with Jokic, but you nod your head and sing along if I say it about Giannis Antetokounmpo. All I'm trying to figure out is what is the difference. Nobody's been able to tell me that. Nobody. And I hope we all learned a valuable lesson here today. Is that I am a master at my craft, and that you guys need to stop being brainwashed by the national media.
Want to get paid to listen to podcasts? At Pilot Podcasts, we connect podcasters and brands with real listeners like you before they launch their shows. It's easy. Sign up for free, listen to podcasts before they go live, and get paid for sharing your feedback. Your insights help make podcasts better, and you get rewarded for your time. Visit pilotpodcasts.com/register today to sign up. That's P-I-L-O-T podcasts.com/register. Pilot Podcasts. Get paid to shape the next big podcast.